Glacial Radio.
Hey guys, welcome to Glacial Radio episode 42.
Hello.
What's up, man?
Not much. Just got a big old pizza ready to eat after this.
So I'm looking forward to that. Straight away.
Oh yeah, straight away. I mean, we should just add this into the Glacial Food Show.
Glacial. But sounds weird. Yeah. Don't know how you do it. Would you like freeze each of the foods? Like you eat like a frozen pizza instead? Like, I don't know.
Oh, gross.
The Glacial Food
fucking
Show.
Horrible. I just suck on the frozen bit of pizza.
Everything's like a lollipop. Yeah. Anyways, man, we got loads and loads of amazing tunes.
We do.
And we're going to start off with mine. And this is a guy called Digital Mozart. That's just already amazing already. You know it's going to be like classic.
It's a bit of to be honest, like that name, you know, it's a little bit like if he's not very good, it makes it even worse. Do you know what I mean? Like, because it's such a Mozart, such a prolific composer. I'm sure it's great though.
Yeah. Well, it definitely lives up to my expectations anyway. So yeah, this is Digital Mozart with Will You Ever Know. So hit off, man.
Sick.
Digital Mozart with Will You Ever Know.
It sounded really cool. The track was really, really good. I like the unexpected vocal change, like towards the middle of the track. I wasn't expecting it to sound like that. It kind of always sounded a bit what's the style, like 90s like dance sort of sound.
Yeah,
just the vocals, you know, obviously not the rest of the track. And the kick, holy crap. It's heavy.
really heavy and loud drummers, man. But I just like the composition. I like, and obviously, like, it's got hops in it, so that's like instant plus to me.
The hop, man. You love a bit of hop.
Yeah. And just, I don't know, everything about it is just like really nice. The way the elements come in, like he stretched like a 4 or 8 bar and just made it like last throughout the whole song. And I'm not bored. Like, it's pretty surprising to me. Like, I still listen to that song over and over again. Really, really nice find. I don't know where he got all the like samples from, but they really gel well together. So
yeah, it's cool. Different style for sampled tunes. You know, it's a lot more like,
yeah, definitely
a lot more heavy than most like heavily sampled tracks sort of thing. But yeah.
Mm. Anyways, man, yeah, who we awesome. Got for the second news track?
Yeah, we got Evie with Mist. This is off her latest album, which was released last week. I had not heard of Evie before this. She's a producer from the Netherlands. She's released tons of albums. There's loads of them on Bandcamp. I think most of them are free. This one's free as well. And this is my favourite one from the album. I was going to try and mix it in with some other tunes, but there was a lot of... I couldn't really find something that fitted with it so well, because it's very unique, I guess, the style to what
she does. I remember, what's his name, Antic, that was one of his inspirations, was Evie, so
yeah,
that's where I've heard of her from.
Okay, so she's been going for a while then.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Well,
she's got quite a big following on SoundCloud, so.
Yeah. Well, it's nice to see, like, you know, some females representing in the beats genre.
Yeah, definitely.
There's not many female producers, I don't think, to my knowledge anyway.
It's true.
But yeah, this is a really cool, like, Japanesey sounding tune, which I think is awesome, so let's give it a listen. So we just took a trip through a misty bamboo forest with Evie. What it felt like anyway. Like, you know, maybe that's a bit too stereotypical of a Japanese sound, you know what I mean?
It reminds me of like a flipping like detergent commercial, and there's like a guy doing like meditation in the middle in some like mountain. And he's got like you know, the flowers flying around him and shit, like doing some like Tai Chi shit in the middle of some like mountain, and then there's like three fragrances all combined into one, and it's, you know, he's the little like pencil tab like flies in his hand and shit, like.
No, it's an Evie tab. Like the bit where it goes Evie like that. It fucking just comes in, and it's like, you know, picture of her with some decks on the front of like a detergent washing thing. Fucking hell. Yeah, but it's a really cool tune. I really, really like the whole style. This album is like very, you know, Japanese influence and anime, you know, styly. Like a lot of
it's
the
very aesthetic
stuff, I guess. But yeah, it's very cool. So mix number one.
Mix number one. Okay, so we've got like an absolute brawler, smasher, really loud hype tune.
It's a
and then it slowly delves into like more of a like mellowish, and then it goes even more mellow. So we're starting off with that Elzo, Give It All You Got. Absolutely amazing track. Second one is Seth Lloyd with Reflections of Something New, and for some reason is like caps lock button is broken, so like it's all in caps. Don't ask me why. His whole EP is like that. I don't know why. And the last track is Soul Chef with Summer Rain. So
okay,
pretty like weird fusion of tracks. But yeah, hit off, man.
Here we go.
We'll be right back. All right, yeah, so that was Soul Chef with Summer Rain. Really nice, like, guitar licks going on in that track, and yeah, good drums as well.
That's like, I like all of the mix, the tracks in the mix, but that was my favourite one. Loved it.
Oh, okay, nice.
Crispy.
My favourite one was the first one, which is Elza, Give It All You Got. It's like really, really loud. I don't know, it's like he's got extreme side chaining going on, but somehow it's like transparent because like the drums and the actual like trumpets and everything are really loud, and they, I don't know, everything cuts through somehow.
Yeah.
Really surprising. So yeah, that was the first track. And the second track in the middle was Seth Love with Reflections of Something New, and that had some really nice vocals in.
Yeah.
Don't know where they're from though, but it sounds like an old soul track, but it sounds like there's no stretching artifacts whatsoever.
It was kind of like pitched like fairly gently, wasn't it? Like even though it was, because they might have had quite a high voice anyway, so it might have been pitched too much. It just sounded really like clear, and I don't know what recording they got it off of, because it sounded like it was, you know, off of a vocal like a only like version, like a stem.
Yeah, yeah. It's really weird, and it's like a whole 32 as well. Like I don't know how, like it really fits the like pacing and the style of the tune. I guess he wrote it with that in mind. It was like, yeah. You know. But the whole EP has that style of production, like quite gentle. There's not a lot of stuff going on in the mid. There's like a few like twinkly bits going on, like organic percussion and stuff. But yeah, it's a really good EP actually. It might be an LP. I think there's like 10 tracks on it actually.
Oh right, sick.
But yeah, I don't know. With the capitalization, I like, usually expect something angry from, you know, from the title, like reflections of something new. But it's all, I don't know why I did that. But yeah, anyway.
I know some artists do a lot of weird stuff like that. EV album, the like a lot of the words have spaces in between every single letter for some reason. I don't really know why that is, but you know, just styling, I guess. But I never do that. It kind of annoys me when people do that, because I just want, you know, want to know what it's called, and that's that. But yeah.
Yeah, anyway, second mix, who we got?
Mix two. So we've got all three artists I've never actually, I don't think they've ever been played on the show before.
I think so.
Got Dusty Melody with Coffee Talk, which is a very weird vocal song. Very slow, but it's just really catchy. Second track is Billa Case and Soul Neck with Let Me Down. And the last track is Idealism with, I mean, I don't know how to say this, but it's W-A-O-N 2 A-M-E. Wound to Aim. Okay. I have no idea how to say that. It looks like someone just sort of like got on a keyboard and just went like, just went like this.
It sounds like Chinese Italian almost.
Yeah, maybe.
Like want to ami, or maybe French then. I don't know.
Who knows?
It sounds like a Chinese dish like said by a French person.
Yeah. It sounds really cool though. The track is awesome, so here we go.
Thank you.
Okay, so that was Idealism with Way On To Aim, if that's how you say it. Very short, Shameless so short, but I guess, you know, it's the sample length and they couldn't find anything else to go with it maybe, but I really like the combination of that piano and the bass that they had going on there. Nice, like, chunky kick as well.
Yeah, it was nice.
And the second track was Billy Case and Soul Neck with Let Me Down, which is, like, really nice, dusty breaks and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's my favourite one, definitely. I really enjoyed the breaks and the... It's like one of them kind of tunes where, like, the sample, like, quality, if you want to call it that, is not, like, amazing, but what they did was, like, the analogy I used is, like, say, for example, you find a sample, it's, like, a nice, like, cut of meat, and then, like, they just made a stew out of the meat and here the bones and stuff, and they used... That's, like, the main part of the, like... They couldn't really, like, the
they
meat was,
they
like,
didn't let anything go to waste, basically.
Yeah. And then the meat comes in later on. It's like, you know, it's almost like eating like a soup with like a brothy, like meaty soup thing again. You know, so you initially take a taste of the soup and you get like a bit of a taste of like, you know, what you're going to expect. And then you get like this nice, you know, piece of meat. And that's it.
Good description. I think it definitely like builds up over time as well. Like, towards the end of the song, it's definitely like it got more like breaks and like when I say breaks, I mean like, you know, actual breaks in the sound kind of thing, not drum breaks, like splitting up, you know, and it just sounds really cool how they've mixed everything together. So and then you got the first track, which was Dusty Melody with Coffee Talk, which is a very weird, slow, strange song, but I just couldn't get it out of my head because I was looking for tracks and I was like, that's quite nice, and I skipped through, and then I just, as I was looking through other tunes to put into the mix, I was just like, I can't get this out of my head, so it's going in. It's just that, like, but it was like, quiet on a summer's afternoon, just fucking like, I just could not get it out of my head.
It's anyway. Got that like weird thing where it's like it's so off key, it sounds like pleasant.
Yeah,
I don't know, like, how to describe it. It's only that one little bit as well. The rest of it sounds like it's all right enough to be in key. Like,
yeah.
But that last bit just makes it sounds out of key. But for some reason, it's like the most enjoyable part. I don't know why. Like,
yeah. It's because the quality of the vocal recording, I think, was really good. So it got all the little bits in there, sort of thing. So, it's cool.
It sounds a bit like an acid-y trip kind of song because of that like last bit.
Yeah.
I can't get that. But when I was just, like, when I first listened to it, that's what I thought of. But when I listened to it again, it just feels like a chill song.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Like,
it's really weird because it doesn't sound like a quiet on a summer's afternoon song, does it? Even though that's the lyric, it sounds like
it sounds like one of them like horror movies where they play like happy music while someone's getting like stabbed or some shit. Like,
yeah,
I like you can just imagine it with like heavy reverb, like with a little bit of like a high pass. It's like, oh, no, summer's afternoon, and you're like, stop, you know, like, stop, in the background. Yeah, some Kill Bill 3 shit, I don't know.
That's funny. Right, cool. So mix 3, any murderous tracks in this one?
No. Well, some of the most well, I'm a mixer. Every single track is like a straight cold killer. But, you know, anyways, apart from that, no, for real. But like, this is like all these tracks. This is like one of those like special mixes where like the focus of the tracks is like around one specific instrument, and that is the kalimba, which is like the African like, you know, thumb instrument. So
I like a good old kalimba.
Both the first two tracks have like a really nice fucking mix, and it's amazing. Like, I can't wait to, you know, to show it to you guys. And
give
the last
a
one is like a really cool like faster style break track. It's kind of like a like Mr. Scruff.
Oh,
like,
yes.
Had a love child with like Quantic, but it's not like super happy. It's kind of like moody, like dancey, ravey.
You're describing my perfect song, and I like Dean. So let's get into this.
was Deeb with Takeoff. That was a really nice, like non-compressed, like set of drums and like a really nice like little sax lick going on. And it's like one of them kind of like trance almost. It's like trance, but without the electronic element.
It's now
like
my new favorite as well.
Yeah,
it's really good. Yeah, like your description of it being a Quantic Mr. Scruff Lovechild is exactly spot on. It sounds just like that. It's really, really cool. I love it.
It's got that like bossa nova, like samba style, that sax lick reminds me of that, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, definitely. Is this off an EP or on Bandcamp, or is it from a compilation or something like that?
It's from a remixes EP called Window, but I think, yeah. Okay. I think it was released quite recently, actually. It's pretty good.
I need to find it. I just want to find more of his stuff, because I like that a lot.
definitely. So that was Deeb with Takeoff. Second track was Bonobo with Corolla. And that was the first tunes.
It was the first one released, from his new album. I think it was trying to ease people into his new style, because it was like the song with the most similar sound to the previous album.
Yeah.
And the video for that was awesome as well.
Yeah, it's flipping there. Mind fuck, isn't it, with the repeating 4 seconds.
Yeah.
I think that the minor criticism of that album was like the majority of the tracks used this like looping function, and it was like, I think it was a bit overused for some of the tracks. Like it's used for like about 4 or 5 of the intros of the songs.
Oh, right.
So I don't know, I feel like it's a bit annoying to just hear that same like loop. Like I think it's like a glitch plugin of some description Ableton that does like it loops like the first bar of a 4-bar, right, basically, and you just use that like vanilla flat out. And he's using like some weird like time stretch error algorithms to make that harp work in that 4-bar section.
Yeah, it's weird. It does sound weird. It sounds off, doesn't stretchy. It? When it first comes in with Corolla, it's like, what the fuck's going on? Once the beat comes in,
yeah, it all just it flows nicely. But when it first comes in, you're like, oh, it sounds a bit off.
Yeah.
But and a cool thing about the vocals, they come from an artist called Brandy from like 1994, like way back. And the tune was called Baby. Someone found that. I don't know who sampled. So. Props to whoever that person was, because I was pretty young when that song came out, so I didn't even know that was from there. But it seems like a lot of artists are taking like really old like R&B vocals and like repurposing them for like their new tracks or remixes, and it's working really well. Like the tracks I've heard from other artists are flipping amazing.
We're
like
running
there's
out
a guy
of
called
K&B. That's why.
Yeah, moving on to the modern era R&B. Yeah, but even that's going to run out soon because everyone's making tunes. But yeah. And the first track was The Cancel with Tunnel, and this is like these were the first two tracks were like the main like users of the kalimba, and I just like the flow and the like the emotion of the track, I guess, if you want to call it that. It's got like the plucks are really nice and they're well timed. Like it's got that really organic feeling where it's like it's just loosely sampled, but it fits nicely anyway.
Yeah.
Like it's slightly out of the 4-bar, but it flows. Like, and I think that's like one of the most important concepts.
I still thought it sounded really tight though.
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't sound too off to me. But yeah, awesome.
Yeah, that was mix 3. So.
So this final mix is featuring Ian Ewing, which I usually don't play because you usually play his stuff and I usually listen and enjoy. But this this track came to my attention and I really, really like it. And it mixes strangely into these other tracks because it's the same, you know, like tone, but it's got like a completely different beat vibe to it to the other ones. Second track is Vanilla with Azure, which is from Sweet Talk, which is I can't remember how many albums ago that is, 3 or 4 albums ago. It's a really good track.
Yeah, he's
though.
Written so much.
And then the final is Oldie Clap Records with Nothing Sounds Better. It's a fucking funny ass name, but yeah, it's a really cool track and it mixes really well with Azure. So let's hit it off. Thank you.
CDs sound better. We're lying. better than vinyl.
So that was Oldie Clap Records with Nothing Sounds Better. Apparently nothing sounds better than vinyl. I disagree. Not because I don't think vinyl doesn't sound good. It's nice and it's a nice keepsake, but you know, just not really any identifiable difference apart from the pops, you know. It sounds nice. It sounds nice to record something from a vinyl, I think, because of those artifacts.
But it sounds warmer, man.
Yeah, it's that fucking... It's almost like hippie at this point, isn't it? Like... Anyway,
I mean, it's been proven, like, they've done double blind tests on what's it called, like vinyl and 320s. Oh no, sorry, say 320s, and you know, different qualities of 320s, people can't tell the difference.
Yeah.
And like with clean vinyl with no cracks and popples, cracks and pops, like people can't tell the difference between either of them. So
yeah, well, I mean, you don't get any popples on the CD, so
no. Didn't get any snap crackles or popples.
Yeah, so but that's a cool track. It's very like old timey. I mean, it's older than old timey. It sounds like, you know, Shakespearean in a way. Like really sad moment repeated again and again in a beat track from like a Shakespearean kind of play or something like that, which I thought sounded really cool. And you don't, I guess a lot of people don't tend to venture too far into that because it's really like off of usually what you know people would put in a trip hop tune,
and it's hard as hell to sample. I find that you can never get the samples are either like really complicated chord progressions, like
yeah,
and yeah, it's just,
and the chops are too hard, like, to get sound right, but
exactly, yeah, yeah.
And then the second track was Vanilla with Azure, which is just another awesome vanilla track, like really nice strings in there, just like nice general beat, good pianos, just yeah, another fucking banger from Vanilla as usual,
yeah.
The first track was Ian Ewing with Trinidad, which is a really cool, like, fuck, when that beat and the kick in the bass first comes in, it's just like so, just, I don't know, creamy, man. It's just really nice. Nice little, like, pops and clicks. Sorry, popples and cracks.
Popples and crackles.
Yeah, all over the place. Like, just sound really, really nice. Like, when you're listening to it, the stereo field is just like crazy. Like, you need to listen to the song like multiple times to hear all the different little, you know, nuances of everything going on. But it's a really cool track. That was off the Chill Hop, latest Chill Hop compilation, which is the Spring 2017 one, I believe.
I think so, yeah, yeah.
So yeah, looking forward to the ones coming up the rest of the year because they're always great.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like his mixes are like, it's like a very harsh version of like Scientific's like style of mixing, like or track writing, I guess. Like he has the same kind of sounds going on, but I feel like Scientific's got like percussion and like granularizing like really nailed down, so like he like really emphasizes like small micro movements like really well. Like everything feels like it's like really fine-tuned in terms of like the parameters he's used to like create his like LFO sounds and stuff, whereas I feel like this is, it's still like very, very nice, but it's a little bit less,
it's a bit more got that like wonky, like you were saying, it's that wonky sound where it's all just like,
yeah, it's,
I don't know how to explain it, it just sounds wonky.
So yeah,
awesome. So on to the final two tracks, and I've not listened to your one yet.
Okay,
I don't know what it is, and explain it to me.
Okay, explain it. Okay, so this is an artist I found actually like ages and ages ago, and I found it when I was on my laptop, and then I recently like opened my laptop, and I was like, oh yeah, this is a track in there that I downloaded and never used.
Oh,
so
cool.
This is The Blue Square featuring Melatini, Night Kisser. The Blue Square are like a group from Athens in Greece, and they've written, I think, a few albums, but I don't think their exposure's been like, they have got quite a lot of good exposure, but it's not been, I guess we've never explored their like sound really that much. The singer is like kind of weird, like I like her voice, but like sometimes in some parts of the song I don't really like her voice or the way she's singing the song that much. Yeah. But it definitely has that like very traditional like trip hop vibe. If you know, if trip hop had a checklist, they'd be ticking like pretty much every single box in terms of like, you know, what's required of, or what people would expect of a trip hop song. So
okay,
it's very like classic in terms of that, and that's like the reason I picked it. It's really nice, but yeah, the vocal can be a little bit offish, but yeah, play it, man. Mm-hmm. So that was the Blue Square with featuring Melatini with their Night Kisser, and it's like it's almost like a drugged up version of Amy Winehouse and like Nina Simone put together, like that kind of voice. It's kind of like it reminds me of like, you know, season 5 of Game of Thrones where little Cersei goes to visit the person in the hut.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that's what I envision, like her just giving advice. Like yeah, she's got that really husky, like drugged up, like murmuring voice.
It sounds
even though it's like very controlling. Like
it kind of sounds like 70s style to me. Like I know you were talking while it was on, and you were saying that they were they've released an album this year. So they are like still continuing.
Last year, 2000, yeah.
Yeah, last
2016,
year.
Yeah.
They sound like they sound very old style. That's almost reminded me of like the Cranberries with the guitar. I don't know, like, it's very, very cool sound. It's, I've not really heard anything, like, any modern artist doing something like this.
Yeah.
It's a really interesting vibe. I'm going to listen to the rest of that album and see what it's like.
Yeah, it's cool. Got, like, typical, like, mystery arpeggiation going on in the background. Like, yeah. Din, 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 din. It's, like, some sort of, like, murder mystery style shit going on.
Yeah. Awesome.
But, yeah. Awesome stuff.
So before we do the last track, just wanted to thank everyone for listening, and if you want to get in contact, we've got a Facebook page, and we're on SoundCloud and Mixcloud, and are we still using Hear This At? I think we're on Hear This At.
Yep,
well.
We're still using Hear This At. Yep, and we have all the notes for all the tracks, like everyone we've played, on a Google Docs, and where we usually share all that stuff on Facebook. So if you ever want to find any of that stuff, just head on to Facebook and
awesome. Oh yeah, and if you're an artist who is writing beat style music and you want to get it heard on the show, just give us a message, glacialradio@gmail.com, and we'll have a look.
Definitely.
We'll have a listen and check it out. So this last track is, like, it's not particularly that old, but I've been listening, I have had it in my playlist for a very long time, and it's like sort of it kind of reminded me a bit of that Jens guy. I can't remember the guy's name.
Jens Karras,
yeah. But, like, more loungy, and it's not very particularly trip-hop, but it just has a lot of really cool, like, nice piano, really nice vocals, really simple beats, and it just sounds like a... it's a classic to me, anyway. I've been listening to it for a while, so... it's Anthony Valadez with Underwater. There's some funny lyrics as well.
Cool.
But it's a really good song. So have a listen. I hope you enjoy. And thanks for listening to the show, everyone.
Cheers.
Peace.
Y'all know I'm a sexy motherfucker, but there's a side of the story, man, that I won't share. Yeah. So here we go, 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 go. So here we go. It was a Tuesday night when I woke up, laying with my eyes, make my head feel dizzy. I knew it was the time again for the candy man to pay my house a little visit. Is it not that I really love to go outside, make a move to the waters and be alone and swim through? They say I was born on the water, and they said, time.